Blackstone Audio presents Nadia, The Wolf Chronicles, by Pat Murphy. For Lori, who helped me find my way to the end. For Ellen and all the other girls who wanted to grow up and be wolves. And for Richard, predictably, with love. 1. An American Childhood. Chapter 1. Until Dmitri was a young boy, his village was in Poland. The cows, the pigs, the chickens, the men working the fields, the women washing the clothes, all of them were Polish. Then something happened. Dmitri could see no change, but the schoolmaster told him that the village was now in Russia. The cows, the pigs, the chickens, the men and the women, all of them belonged to the Tsar. That night, Dmitri squinted at the pigs as he poured slop into their trough, but they seemed to be the same pigs as before. They had not changed. The hills around him had not moved. They were the same hills. But now they were Russian hills. He did not understand. It seemed to him that he, and the pigs, and the chickens, and all the rest, did not belong to the Tsar. It seemed to him that he belonged to himself. When Dmitri was 12, a tall blackbird with long legs landed in his family's garden and stood among the cabbages and the potato plants, its crested head held high. The bird was as tall as Dmitri, and when it walked, it lifted its legs with regal grace.